Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
Miss Al, can I have tomorrow off?
Woody, I pay you for 40 hours a week. I expect 40 hours work. Besides, I need you to take me to go get my car once it's finished being detailed.
Well, what time will that be?
Right after my beauty shop appointment. I'm getting cellophane highlights put in my hair, and then I'm going to have a manicure and then a pedicure.
Pedicure?
Yeah, I have a date with Robin tonight, and I might want to play footsie.
All right, I can drive you, Miss Howe.
Good.
But after that, if there's time, could I take off?
God, Woody, what is so all-fired important about your stupid life?
Well, I cook and deliver meals to elderly shut-ins.
Oh.
You know, I normally do it on my day off, but this week on my day off, I'm doing a walkathon for illiteracy. We're against it.
Well, okay, then that would be all right, Woody.
Oh, Miss Howe. Wait, I'm recycling glass bottles. I want this world to be clean for our children. I mean, my children. Or your children. Or our children. Seeing as how you got a date with someone else tonight, it seems like a long shot.
Woody, you're so good and I'm so bad. I feel guilty and ashamed. I mean, I feel like killing myself.
Well, I also volunteer for a suicide hotline. We do good things.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Your beauty. What's with the fashion statement?
Well, I had to look good. I had a meeting over corporation about fine cheers.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I talked them into it. They're going to sell me the bar back. I'm not out of the woods yet, you know. I got to raise a little bit more capital, and I have to find myself a few investors. No. Not you. I'm talking about people with real money.
Well, what's the matter, Sam? Our money's not good enough for you.
That's right.
Okay. For a second there, I was offended, but...
So, Sammy, how much cash do you need?
Well... In a word...
Yeah! Isn't that how many miles it is to the sun?
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Oh, Sammy, you can do it.
Well, yeah. Right. No, of course I can do it. Matter of fact, you know, this morning, I made a rather clever investment of $1,000.
Wait a minute, Sammy. Yeah, that's using the old noggin. Let that money work for you, pal. What'd you invest in?
A suit. Looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, this jacket just over Levi's alone is fabulous.
The notion of investing is sound. In fact, I have $500 here in my pocket that Lilith has entrusted me to invest in a gilt-edged bond for little Frederick's future.
So Lilith controls the purse strings in your family, huh?
Oh, yes, with the eagle eye. It was a good thing, too. I mean, you know me, if I was left to my own devices, wastrel that I am, I might blow $2 a week on a lousy beer.
Well, investing sounds good on paper, Phrase, but the problem is with inflation, you know, when those bonds mature, that money will be worthless, so little Freddy will lose money on the deal.
Oh, well, screw him. Teach him life is real.
Hey, gang, look. It's Gilligan and the Millionaire.
Mr. Colcord, you're not supposed to walk ahead of security.
It's all right. I know these people. Wait for me outside.
One security guy, big deal.
Okay, boys, rendezvous at the limo.
Well, security guys, big deal.
So, what's with all the G-men?
Oh, it's, nothing really.
Don't be modest, Robin. People want to kill him.
You're kidding me. Who?
Well, I can't go into detail. Let's just say that I'm involved in delicate financial dealings with some sensitive political areas.
A little arm straight in there, eh?
That's Cliff. People want to kill him, too.
So who's after you? Oh, well, who isn't, eh? It's one of the drawbacks of wealth.
Oh, well, enough of this assassination, Falderall. Do you want to hear something really exciting? Robin took me to the harbor today to see his new sailboat. And as coincidence would have it, it is called the Rebecca.
You named your boat after Miss Howe?
No, I christened her long before I met Miss Howe. In fact, I named her for the biblical Rebecca.
But that's not all. I had an aunt who was named after the biblical Rebecca, and I am named after her. And that isn't the end of it. She was big as a boat and old as the Bible.
Ah, yes, Rebecca. Wasn't that the maiden King David spy taking a bath in a birthday suit?
No, I think that was Bathsheba. I think Rebecca was the one who turned into a pillar of salt.
No, that was Lot's wife. She didn't have a name of her own.
What did Lot do with her after she turned into salt?
Kept her by the pretzels, I bet, eh?
They had pretzels in biblical times?
Yeah, I think I just had one, too.
So where's the boat now?
Oh, we just got Rebecca out of dry dock, scraping the barnacles off her bottom.
Not one word.
You know, this is a bar. I'm free to say whatever I want.
I'll give you $5.
Mum's the word.
Yes, I'm preparing to sail her in the Cape Cod Regatta this afternoon.
Oh, fast boat, huh?
Yes, you won't find one faster than Rebecca.
Sir, this just came over the fax in the limousine.
Damn it, my bauxite miners are threatening me with a wildcat strike at midnight unless I negotiate with them personally.
Bauxite, huh? That's the stuff they make missile casings out of, isn't it? Don't cut this guy off in traffic.
Fax them, I'm on my way, and fill a briefcase full of cash.
Yes, sir.
Drat, there goes the race. I mean, I spent all that time cleaning Rebecca off, and now I can't get her out of her slip.
That's worth $10 if it's worth a nickel.
You know, it's too bad you can't enter that race. I read here in the paper the first prize is $10,000.
It's up to $10,000?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, the time it takes me to say $10,000, I make $10,000. Oh, there I go again.
$10,000?
Yes, it also works if you say it. Well, I better make some calls and rattle some cages before I go off to the mines. Rebecca, is the phone in your office tapped?
No.
I think she has been tapped for 3 years.
Sammy, why don't you sail Robin's boat? You could really use the money.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to give his fancy boat named after my fat aunt to you.
Well, you can ask him.
Yeah. Of course, you know, probably he'll laugh at me and say, why should I give you my boat? But then I could say, well, you know, it's a business deal. And if I win, then you'll have this this beautiful trophy. Yeah. Of course, then he'll probably look at me and say, why should I give a yutz like you my fancy boat? But I'd say, hey, listen to me. I happen to be a very good sailor. As a matter of fact, in 83, I came close to winning that race. And where do you get off calling me a yutz? You don't even know me. And he'd probably say, I may not know you, but I know your kind. You know, that would really tick me off. So I'd say, I'll tell you something. Well, how about you just step outside with me?
I was thinking, Sam, Rebecca tells me you're a sailor. Why don't you race my boat?
Well, sure. Yeah, great.
Hey, I happen to be a very good sailor.
Yes, fine.
And I'm not a yutz.
Good for you, Sam. Call you later. Oh, Sam, you can pick the keys up at Pier 17 in the yacht club. And you'll need a crew. Rebecca takes three men.
No. Buy four, get one free.
Hey, guys, huh? How about this? I want to be in the regatta this afternoon.
Well, you just better not do anything to that boat, because Robin has promised me that the two of us are going to take a cruise on the Rebecca to the Virgin Islands.
Wow! A boat and an island named after you in the same day.
All right. All right, I got to get me a crew here, don't I? Well, say there, Carla.
Yes.
You're used to being around sailors, aren't you?
I'm with you, Sam, and anything to get this bar back.
All right, that's one. One more to go here. Come on, man. You're in the Coast Guard, weren't you?
All right, Sam. And I'd go with you in a second, and weren't for those horses.
What horses?
Wild ones. They don't make them strong enough to drag me on board a boat. Now.
We'll be bringing a cooler beer.
Yeah, here. Come on.
All right. Hey, I got my crew here.
All right, you guys, I'm going to make a call over to Gary's Old Town Tavern. See if I can get a little betting going on with those pigeons down there. Okay, so what do you say? $100 says we lose?
Hey,
I'm sorry. All right, $5 says we win.
Hello, Gary.
Yeah, Cliff Clavin over here. Cheers. Hey, that's Mr. Weenie to you, pal.
Settle up here, fella.
All right. Listen, we got to remember something here now.
No longer think of ourselves as three individuals. We are three parts of the same machine working together. Three people with one single purpose.
Not to drown.
All right. Two single purposes. Not to drown and win the race.
Okay, what about, getting all wet and getting sick?
All right, three single purposes.
How about buying the bar back?
All right, does anyone have a piece of paper here?
All right, guys, I struck a deal with Gary. He says he'll give us 5-1 odds if we can come up with the $500 cash before the race.
I wonder how we're going to get $500 cash.
Yeah. Who in the world carries $500 in their pocket?
Yeah. Got any ideas there, Fraze?
Let's see.
I find myself on the horns of a dilemma. Do I keep the money, in which case you guys will pants me and hang me from the nearest flagpole? Or do I give you the money, in which case my darling wife will see to it that I don't need pants again?
Well, it seems to me there's only one decent thing to do.
Run like a jackrabbit! Hey!
Oh, no, Lilith. No, you're mistaken. You did not give me $500. I mean, how would I forget a thing like that?
Well, did you look under all the sofa cushions? How about behind your dresser? Yes, well, keep on looking.
Maybe it's in your web.
Hey, guys, all sports are showing Sammy's boat race.
It's around the first buoy. Orion is in the lead. Mickey G is second. And Blue Horizon, a close third. Rebecca is trailing dead last.
Come on, Sammy! Baby needs a Bachelor of Arts degree!
Don't worry there, Fraser. No, Sammy's an experienced sailor. Oh, yeah, once he whips Carl and now I'm into an experienced, efficient crew, he's gonna have that baby sailing like a Swiss watch.
So you're telling me I should kiss my $500 goodbye?
Tuck her up, baby.
All right, guys, stand by! Stand by the mainsail! Stand by to come about! Hey, come on, guys. What are you doing?
Stand by the cooler. Can I get you anything, Jim?
Hey, come on. This is your chance to win back Sammy's bar here.
Come on, Sam. We've lost the race, gotten sick, made fool of ourselves. I say it's Miller time, pal.
Yeah. Hey, what is that? Quitter's talk?
If it's not, we'll think of some more.
Yeah, well, I'm not giving up.
Hey, how about another beer, Norm?
Yeah, coming up.
Uh-oh. That's it for the cheap stuff. Let's see if Colcord keeps anything in his fridge.
Oh, yeah, break it out.
Bingo, all right. Why would Colcord keep a digital clock in his refrigerator?
That's weird.
Yeah. Has, like, all these wires coming out of it, and it's going backwards, too.
Yes, does it have a snooze button?
No, no, it just has this thing marked detonator.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Come on, guys, you should be up there.
We're all going to be up there in a second, Sam. And over here and over there and everywhere. We're going to be chum, pal.
What are you talking about?
The bomb in the fridge.
What?
Oh, no!
Oh, boy. Well, maybe it's one of those devices to keep you from raiding the refrigerator, huh?
Trust me, Sammy, I've seen them all.
All right. Looks like we got about 28 minutes there. Let's not panic. Just let go of me. Don't touch me. All right. Okay, all right, we'll just, we'll call the Coast Guard is what we'll do here. They'll know what to do. All right, just don't panic here. Don't panic. Panic is our worst enemy.
Yeah, well, this bomb is a close second, Sammy.
Mayday, mayday. Damn, thing doesn't seem to be working here.
Oh, God.
Mayday.
Okay, well, there's your problem there, Sammy.
Well, what do we do now, Skipper?
I think we ought to rely on an old skill that I learned in the Coast Guard.
Radios, munitions.
No, no. Abandon ship! Abandon ship!
Careful.
All right, we got it. All right, what are those fins out there?
Sharks!
Abandon water! Abandon water!
Oh, God. Oh, hold it. Wait a minute.
What?
How about this? If one of us is willing to go overboard and create a diversion for the sharks, then maybe Sammy and I could swim to safety.
I never liked you, Carla.
Sammy, wait a minute. What about your dinghy?
Oh, yeah, it's one I miss most of all.
Idiot! I mean, the little boat we can get away in.
Oh, yeah. What am I thinking here? All right, okay, here we go.
All right.
Okay,
well, how does it work?
Yeah, you take up on deck and you pull this cord here.
No, not yet.
Colcord, you're gonna die.
We're gonna die.
Come on, just listen, you guys. Listen, we still got time here. Now, if you help me, maybe we can we can sail this thing to shore before it blows up.
You really think we could do that?
Yeah, you bet I'd do it. And
really?
If we don't, we'll die trying. Come on.
Man, let's go for it, Jimmy.
Here, get this rope.
I got it. Right.
All right.
If I go, I'm not going alone.
Were you scared, Sam?
Are you kidding? I saw my hair pass before my eyes. It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it.
Really? I mean, we just barely made it to this little inlet, right? We jumped off the boat onto the beach. We ran about 50 yards, and this baby exploded like a Roman candle. I'm telling you, there were bits of boat everywhere.
Unbelievable.
That is truly horrifying.
Yeah. How about this, huh?
Was that where a piece of the boat ate you?
No, I ripped my thumb on one of Colcord's beers. Those imports don't have twist-offs. They're still smart.
You know, something very similar happened to me about 10 years ago. You see, my ma was making this homemade bread in a crock pot.
Wait a minute, Cliff. Unless that crock pot exploded in your face, I don't want to hear about it, okay? There's no comparison.
Well, suffice it to say, that was the week I started growing this mustache.
Well, it's closing time, guys.
Yep, I'm ready.
Man, I think me and my crew are going to hang out here for a little while.
Yeah.
Listen, Fred, man, I'm sorry about losing your $500 like that. I hope Lilith doesn't give you too tough a time.
Oh, you know, I paint a pretty ugly picture of Lilith once in a while, but deep down, she's really a pretty good-hearted and forgiving person.
Well, give her my best when you get home.
Home? You nuts? I'm staying at the Sheraton for a couple of weeks.
Well, guys,
it's another half hour that we wouldn't have had if we hadn't gotten off that boat.
Tell you, a brush with death like that really changes you. Mm. From now on, I'm really going to appreciate beer.
I'm going to go get my coat.
Tell you what gets me. We almost get killed for this jerk Robin Colcord. And he didn't call us, didn't send us flowers, no. Didn't fax.
Not a word, no.
Tell you, it's the last time I'm going to almost blow up for that guy.
You better call Vera, I suppose.
Yeah, I bet she's worried sick.
Yeah. I tell you, if I act upset enough, I might be able to parlay this into a poker weekend.
Ah, there you are, Sam.
Yeah, here I am.
I got back from the union meeting and just now heard about the explosion.
Well, we're all okay.
Yes, I can see that. Now, would you sign these release forms? It's just a technicality for my insurance department, but it will protect you from further hassles.
Release forms? I mean, that's all you care about is saving your butt. You know, we went through hell out there.
Yes, I'm sorry. That's what I was thinking of. Believe me, if I'd known there was a bomb on board the boat, I would never have let you near it. I just admire your courage and... Will you let me do something for you? Now, Sam, how much do you suppose your life is worth? Should we say $50,000? Does that sound fair?
What are you talking about?
No, I've insulted you. $60,000. $50 in cash and $10 in stock options.
Stop that. This is not about money. This is about human life, mine and my friends. You know, you may not understand this, but there's some things you can't buy. There's some things more precious than money. Human life and a little simple human dignity.
Yes, obviously you're still hysterical, sir.
No, I'm not. I'll tell you something. Why don't you just take your checkbook and drop it down your bauxite mine? You know, my life is worth more than money.
Sam, if you're trying to haggle...
No, I'm not. I don't want your money, okay? I just want a little simple apology and a little concern for all of us.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. How are you all?
Not too bad, you know.
Yes, well, I'm off.
You believe that? Rich people. We almost died for him, and he thinks he can spread a little money around and make it all right.
Yeah, rich people are sick.
Glad you didn't mention that when I was here. I'd taken a poke at him.
Yeah, well, I said it for all of us. Mm. I told him what to do with his check.
Yeah, we're with you, Sam.
Can you believe that? Thinking he'd come in here and buy the three of us for a measly $60,000.